Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. Just before coming on the broadcast, I just asked the Lord that you would feel His great love and mercy toward you. He's so mindful of every one of your cares and needs. And for several days, the Lord's just been dealing with me about what I believe He desires to accomplish in our lives, and that is a significant spiritual breakthrough. Is that what you're desiring? That's what I want. And, you know, as frequently happens, God gives me understanding arising out of his personal dealings in my own life. And so I just want to thank Him for the opportunity to share these thoughts with you. And there's a passage of Scripture found in Exodus, the 4th chapter, verse 2, where God said to Moses, "What is that in thine hand?" And he, Moses, answered, said, "A rod." When Moses obeyed the voice of the Lord, that ordinary shepherd's rod, that common, familiar object of his daily life, it underwent a miraculous change. It became an instrument of God-given power and authority to deliver the children of Israel. You remember subsequently how God, for example, told him to stretch his rod over the Red Sea, and it miraculously parted. It was an instrument of God's delegated power and authority to Moses. And so God has been speaking to my heart that if we would respond as Moses did in faith and obedience regarding what is presently in our hands, that God will be able to move us into a new place in Him. Even though you might feel so frustrated right now by the things that you're facing, you might feel that any change would be for the better. So often we feel that if things were different, whether at work, our home situation, relationships, finances, whatever it might be, then we could really forge ahead and start serving God like we really want to. But beloved, as God has carefully orchestrated the events in Moses' life or any of the great heroes of the Bible as we read, so He has a perfect plan for you and for me. And in His love and wisdom, He chooses ways many times that are not to our liking. Paul expressed the heart of the matter. He said, "For I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I'm instructed both to be full and hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." That's Philippians 4, 11 through 13. Paul knew, as every mature son and daughter of God knows, that difficult situations, impossible circumstances, doesn't mean that God has forsaken us or abandoned us. His unshakable faith knew that God was transforming him daily from glory to glory, preparing him to rule and reign with his Lord Jesus. So, beloved, whatever is surrounding you right now, be encouraged to see those hard places in your life as stepping stones to a new place of peace and contentment and strength and anointing in your life. God will show you how. And I'm certainly praying that He will show you the way. He promises in Isaiah 43 and 19, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now shall it spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." There's one thing I've always been convinced of, beloved. In any problem, God always has a solution. And as we seek His face, He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. If you feel at the end of your strength today, if you need some support in the Spirit, at the end of the broadcast, the announcer will share our contact information, write and share those needs. You know, God wants us to stand, regardless of what we're facing, stand immovable in Him. I've set the Lord always before me because He's at my right hand. I will not be moved. That's what David said. And did you ever think that God might be calling you as a prophet to this generation? And you might say, Sister Glass, not me. But do you understand what it means to be a prophet of the Lord? It's simply one who speaks forth the mind and will of God. In His Word, God clearly reveals His desire. Put love first, but there are other gifts of the Spirit at which you should aim also. And above all, prophecy. When a man prophesies, he's talking to men, and his words have the power to build. They stimulate and they encourage. That's 1 Corinthians 4:1. Moses declared, "Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put His Spirit upon them." Numbers 11:29. God not only wants to bless you, beloved, and meet your needs, He wants you to have understanding of His ways. He wants you to possess divine insight as to what His Spirit is doing in the present moment, so you can be His mouthpiece as He would lead you in your personal life and wherever you go. In 1 Chronicles 12:32, it says, "And the children of Issachar, which were men of understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do." And that word for understanding here is actually skill, indicating insight, prudence, intelligence. And if this was true under the Old Covenant, how much more under the New Covenant in which we're in today? His Word promises that He will liberally pour out wisdom as we ask in faith. That's James 1:5. Romans 8:14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." And His plan for you, beloved, as it was for Jesus, is to increase in wisdom and stature and favor with God and with men, because His anointing abides within you. 1 John 2:27 says, "But the anointing which ye have received of Him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth and no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in Him." If this seems a high calling, beloved, it is. However, He's willing to equip you for it as you pray and seek His face and study His Word. He has no one else to convey the knowledge of Jesus and His wonderful plan of salvation in this natural realm, but through you and me. We are destined to be His living epistles. You know, there's a passage of Scripture found in Isaiah 41:9-17, and I believe it's a personal encouragement to us. The Lord just impressed me with verses 15-17 specifically. "Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them." God is assuring you that in the midst of your problems, that you're not cast off or forsaken, though you might be facing tremendous obstacles right now that seem as veritable mountains. The Spirit of the Lord would have you to know that He's not only with you, but He will cause all those who contend against you to be ashamed. Don't be discouraged, for the Lord will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. That's verse 10, the Amplified. God has just stirred my heart that as you will speak the word of the Lord to those mountains in your life, they'll not just be removed, as Matthew 16:20 says, they will be totally demolished, and the whirlwind of the Holy Spirit will utterly carry them away. Praise God. And that's accomplished with a twofold process. First, He wants you to receive in faith the profound truth of His Word. And secondly, you must respond. And as you do that, He'll empower you with new vision and courage to arise in the anointing to be more than a conqueror. Do you understand that we first have to possess victory in the spiritual realm before it manifests in the natural? Praise God. I just want to obey the Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, Beloved, I would exhort you on this wise. Be not dismayed. The Holy One of Israel is your strength. With everlasting faithfulness do I undergird you. The enemy would keep your weaknesses and your failures before your eyes. But I say to thee, look to me for a new work in your life. I cause you to arise in a new anointing, in a boldness of aggressive faith, to retrieve that which the enemy has held captive. You shall speak to shackles, and they shall be loosed. By the confession of your mouth shall the mountains be as nothing. Praise me, for I am the way of deliverance and the lifter of your head. For surely, when the fig tree blossoms, you know that summer is near. So shall you discern the signs of the times and know that my return draws nigh. My beloved, I desire to bring you into a new place in me that surpasses any experience that you've known thus far. You've felt the wooing, have you not? The drawing of my spirit to bring you into a deeper place in your God. I've placed that desire there. The natural man is afraid of change, but the work I desire to do in your spirit will not bring fear, but delight. I will teach you a new way of seeing the old through my eyes. The new things I want you to see will enlarge the eyes of your understanding so that you'll walk in the fullness of my promises. I don't want you to feel defeated. I don't want you to feel like a failure. I want you to know how very much I love you and have waited until now, at this time in your life, to bring forth lasting fruit. You've yielded to me as much as you are able with your present will and insight. Yet a sweeter communion with me remains, that I will gently lead you into that experience in me that will greatly satisfy your soul. With that yieldedness, you will know a flowing of my spirit that shall be as rivers of living water, powerful, full, and inexhaustible. And you shall move out into the river of God, a river that cannot be crossed over, a place of spiritual satisfaction, a place of peace, and a place of revelation that you have desired of your God. Praise God. Well, I certainly can't add any more to what the Lord has said. Thank you for joining me today. The announcer will give you our contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.